This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Show Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. The Masters tees off tomorrow. Basketball season officially came to an end last night with the Connecticut women beating Notre Dame.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Competitive.
It was competitive. Yeah, I don't know about that.
They did.
How would I know about 17? I wouldn't know anything about that.
Coming up on the show today, Holly Carnes, our Loper Link, will talk a little UNK softball, trying to position themselves for an MIAA tournament run for the first time since joining the conference. And we'll also catch up with Brian Rosenthal, the Lincoln Journal star. Taran Pettaway was set to make his announcement today, and his mother passes away from cancer. That's one of those things you don't know. You just don't know. And it seems like, okay, we're going good. Then he comes back. And you know how that must just be. He's been down at Texas. He's been there with her. Then all of a sudden, he's going to take a couple of days to come up here and make his announcement. And then his mother passes away. And will that make a difference? Pettaway is set to get his degree coming up here anyway. Mm-hmm. So you know how a lot of that family, you know, I told my mom, I told my dad, fill in the blank.
Yeah, I was going to get my degree first. Yeah.
I was going to finish out, and I'm going to do it for her, him. Well, that's not the case here. And it almost makes me think Taran is going to probably need some cash, probably going to want to help his family out. And who doesn't want to do that? And his family has got good jobs. His brothers have played ball. They're doing a good job. But how much of that will affect his decision more than, hey, I'd love to stay at Nebraska, or, man, I want to go get a check? I think it's so much more in the middle there. We'll talk with Brian about it.
Yeah, I agree with that. And by the way, why do most people go to school? Well, the reason most people go to school is to get a job. If Taran feels that he's ready to get that job, if he's ready to do that next thing, then it would make sense for him to do that. And it also kind of puts the loss of his mother really kind of puts it in perspective. From the sports fans' side of things, put it in perspective that there's bigger things to deal with, whether or not a young man is or isn't going to play for your favorite college basketball program. I mean, it's a personal issue, and I think the timing of that does illustrate that, and certainly we wish Taran and the rest of his family the best of luck down the future. But it does kind of put in perspective that don't tweet at these guys based on their decision. I mean, they're living their lives, and they got to do the best they can, and it just kind of puts it in that kind of perspective.
Not on Twitter.
Well, but you know what I'm saying. I mean,
getting closer though.
Are you going to break down? Are you going to break down?
Sometimes that's the best way to connect with people.
But anyway,
let's not bore people with that. I mean, there's so many ways of being on social media. I wouldn't think that you would want to be or could be on all of them. Also, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the spring game on Saturday and our Cunningham's comedy clip coming up in a little bit. Give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to The Sandman.
Put you to sleep. If you're the person being hypnotized, he'll put you to sleep, but I think the rest of us will think
about
that.
I've been hypnotized!
Please help me, please. I've been hypnotized. Hey, while we're on the subject, I want to bring this up. We when you call in with the Cunningham's thing, you call in and the line goes to a kind of a voicemail system. So we get that voicemail, plus it transcribes it into a printed form on an email that I get. Okay, so this is voice recognition system, and there's some really fun things. Last week, the clip was from the movie The Big Lebowski. All right, so here's just a sample of some of the things that comes up with the voice recognition system, which Siri is not the only one that doesn't understand what you're saying, you know? One of them was, it's from the Signal Bosky. It's obviously from the They Go About City, and it's also from Thinking About Fees. I just think that's funny. It's not just my phone that's stupid. It's all that voice recognition software that doesn't understand the English language, but they're trying to transcribe it. I just thought that was funny. And by the way, one of them, your name is not Doug, it's Duck.
Oh, yeah.
They addressed you as, hey, Duck, obviously it's...
Oh, that's my nephew when he was little, you know, just learning to speak. Instead of Uncle Doug, I was Bubba Duck.
You know what? I think I'm just going to call you that. That's your Twitter handle right there.
No.
Bubba Duck.
Yeah, well.
Tweet at Bubba Duck. There you go.
Won't get anything yet, but there you go. If you would like to tweet at the show, it's ESPN 1460 1550, at ESPN 1460 1550. You can call us on the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line, 888-455-3776, or email the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, what'd you think of Final Four weekend?
It did not turn out the way I was hoping. I mean, you know, because I thought Kentucky was going to run it, and I went back in December and opened my mouth that they were going to be undefeated and go all the way through. But I thought the games were very good. The Duke and you know, Michigan State game wasn't very good, but it kind of showed you just how good Duke really was going to be. But the Wisconsin-Kentucky game is really one of the better games for the ages. And that championship game, first half, 13-14 lead changes through the course of that. And then finally, Wisconsin got passed by Duke and a couple of bad breaks. I don't want to necessarily say bad calls, but a couple of bad breaks go against Wisconsin, and Duke comes out of there with it. I thought it was pretty well played. And by the way, I want to throw a brick at my TV every time they're talking about how the college game isn't that good. I think the college game is outstanding. I love the college game. I don't think they really need to change anything about the college game, except for if you're going to have a replay system, fix it. Fix it. They messed up the shot clock violation goaltending call in the UCLA SMU game. Remember that? They called the goaltending in there when it wasn't. Yeah. If that was goaltending, every lob pass, every offensive time anybody touches the ball, that's goaltending. If that's goaltending, and also, you know, it went off the guy's finger. If they don't have the tools necessary to see that replay, maybe they need a replay official on the court that has those tools instead of having the three guys who are doing other stuff. Maybe make it one person's job to follow that and correct that, because that was a big play. Duke may still have won that game because Wisconsin was behind at the time. They might have still lost that game, Wisconsin, but you would have liked to have it be as fair as possible. If you're going to have the replay, get it right.
Well, there's no doubt about it. We'll give you a little bit of Masters. Look, golf is not Randy's forte. It's not your deal. You can tell me more about hockey, and I can tell you more about golf. It's all fair, but we'll throw out a couple of things.
I'm going to go Bubba Watson, though. I'll just go Bubba Watson.
Before the end of the program, we'll talk a little bit about that as well. Hey, farmers, irrigation season is here, and, of course, when you're getting ready to get in the field, then that's when we get the moisture. It always seems to work out that way. You wish you could bottle it up, save it, and use it when you need it. Well, really, you kind of can. That's what T&L's there for. They get that hydrostatically powered pivot system system in your field to make sure that you really have no worries. Superior reliability, the low maintenance. You don't want to be out there working on a pivot in the middle of the 100-degree heat when you really need it going. And it's safe. It's got the simplicity of their hydraulic design. It should be in your field. Find out more at TLIRR.com and then see your local TNL dealer. He'll answer all your questions and make sure that you've got everything you need for the upcoming season. They're like no other at TNL Irrigation. When we come back, our Loper Link with UNK softball coach Holly Carnes. We'll talk a little Husker basketball with Brian Rosenthal, comedy clip, spring game tickets, the Masters. It's all to come here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. NMC, the Cat Rental Store, is honored to partner with the Kearney community with the opening of the newest rental store. Located at 2608 East 32nd Street Place, Suite C, NMC Cat Rental is your source for daily, weekly, and monthly rental of high-quality, low-hour cat and top allied brands of equipment and attachments. Contact NMC for your next rental and choose from skid steer loaders, tow-behind booms, generators, and so much more. Visit online, nmcrental.com, or call 855-NMC-RENT, nmcrental.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
One play can change momentum in a game.
Field goal attempt for the corner with 1.6 seconds to play. Now he launches up a shot at the buzzer.
And one deductible is a game changer when it comes to your insurance.
He hits it! A three-point field goal with the state championship.
That's why you should see Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your Farm Bureau agents. They can bundle your car and home together into a single policy. So, if life sends a blitz in the form of a storm or fire,
kidding me.
You'll pay just one deductible for everything that's covered. Talk to Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers today and see how simple it can be. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliates, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Cloudy skies today with some isolated rain showers, east winds, and our highs in the mid-50s. And then tonight, cloudy skies with isolated showers and storms, northeast winds, and lows in the lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
Doug and Addy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Time for our Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank Kearney. You have the reasons they have the loans. See Russ Smith today at Charter West National Bank. Of course, Damon Day was in yesterday as we were talking a little bit of baseball. And Peter Yazvak fires this off to me. The baseball team is sixth in the Baseball Writers Association regional rankings, but those rankings are not the ones that determine the field of 48. So it's just prognostication, but it's nice to know that the Lopers are sixth.
It's a sign. It's a sign, but it's not a guarantee.
They got to be in the top six.
Yeah.
So as well as they're playing, there's still a lot of work to do. And St. Cloud State out of the Northern Sun's number one. Missouri Southern out of the MIAA is second. Then Minnesota State, Emporia State, Southern Arkansas, and UNK are the top six. Then Washburn sets in the number seven slot. The Loper baseball team did split their four-game series with Emporia State this past weekend. And if they get one more, and again, they could have lost the one they hit the grand slam on.
Right,
maybe they could have won another one. But if they're 3-1, that probably moves them up a notch in the regional rankings. And fifth is better than sixth. You don't want to be on that bubble. That bubble is always tough. And we'll talk with Coach Carnes here in just a second about her softball team that continue to split all of their doubleheaders, but they're 10-10 right now in the league and would be in the tournament if it started today.
Again, you get into the tournament, you get into the conference tournament, then you can kind of make some hay and make a little bit of a name for yourself. And a different situation for the softball team and the baseball team. Baseball team cannot win the conference tournament and get into the regional, you know, but they have to kind of make a statement in there. A couple of teams ahead of them, what I'm saying is, they still have the opportunity to play and finish better than in the conference. And if they do that, you would think they would pass them in the regional rankings and solidify a spot in the NCAA tournament.
Well, let's hope they can continue to win as they will hit the road, of course, this weekend. The Loper baseball team playing at Missouri Western State. The third annual Loper Color Stampede is this Sunday at Foster Field, and the 5K fun run and walk has all the proceeds going to scholarships. The race is scheduled to begin at 9 a.m. Cost is $35 per person. T-shirt, goodie bag, post-race refreshments. Kids 10 and under, a 1K fun run will be held prior to the race. It starts at 8. The Stampede that focuses more on the fun than the run. At each kilometer, there will be a color station that will feature a designated color. And as participants run or walk through that color station, they'll be sprayed with a different color. By the end of the run, each participant will be their very own running or walking work of art.
And if I ran that far, there would be a lot of red involved. My face would be very, very red, regardless of what you throw at me with cornstarch. Just saying.
The Director Cup standings are out. Learfield Sports, this is the best of the best in Division II, and it's always Grand Valley State right there, and they are right now overall through the fall and winter sports. They're number one. The top MIAA school is Central Missouri. They are ninth. UNK is 55th overall, which puts them fifth in the MIAA. UNK track and field teams competed and had four provisional efforts at their own outdoor invitational this past weekend. They'll compete in Concordia this Saturday. Some of the Loper multi-event athletes will head down to Kansas, and they'll be at Emporia State tomorrow and Friday.
Let me say this about Grand Valley State. They were kind of the poster child for the discussion that the NCAA Division II had a couple years ago about breaking Division II into two different divisions, because Grand Valley State has more resources, has more students, has more money than about half of the NCAA Division I programs. I mean, it's a very large university for being Division II, and you wonder why they were able to do it. Well, they've got a lot of resources. It's just the playing field is not as level as you'd like it to be.
Practice scheduled to go again today for the Loper football team, and then Friday and Saturday. They still got two more weeks before their spring game on April the 25th. So that's just a few of the many things that are going on with the Lopers, Randy.
Yeah, they're very, very busy. A lot of stuff going on, including some softball.
So looking forward to that. And again, if you want to participate in the color run, all you have to do is go to lopers.com. You're saying you're not registering?
I am. I have not registered at this point. No, I've not been able to do that because, again, I'm sure that there's medical personnel. I just don't necessarily feel that we should.
I'll get you signed up.
I'm just feeling there would be there, but I don't think we want to guarantee that they would be called.
Well, the Loper softball team, Randy, going to be hitting the road here after a nice long stretch at home and playing very competitively here in the conference.
Good young team, and as a young team is, they continue to grow.
Well, let's hopefully get some more wins as they have. What they've done is positioned themselves. I guess that's what
you're in a spot now. Now you've gotten yourself into a spot.
Holly Carnes is going to talk about that spot. She is the head softball coach, of course, at UNK. And the Lopers right at the 500 mark in conference, and it's been pretty ironic too. You didn't go 4-0 and then 0-4. I mean, you're splitting about every doubleheader, which has its thumbs up and thumbs down. But hey, coach, thanks for coming in. And I guess the good thing is this team has kind of righted the ship after a shaky non-conference portion of the season.
Yeah, we struggled in the circle big time. We didn't have our seasoned veteran in there. She had a few injuries that we had to get past and get her back into shape, and that's what we've done. And now it's kind of taken the pressure off the young pitchers a little bit.
And that was one of the things we kind of looked at, is the youth of the team overall and the pitchers in particular a little bit. Now that you kind of look back on it, has their growth continued, even though they're maybe not pitching as much as they were earlier in the year?
Oh, I would definitely say that. Meg Householder is one of the main freshman pitchers that has come along. And, you know, we see her getting better every single game. So that is definitely a bright spot. She's been clocked at throwing 64, 65 as well. And if we can, you know, just get her honed in a little bit and understand, you know, what this level is all about, then she's going to be fine. And she's got a great, you know, picture in front of her that helps her every day. You know, we talk about being a staff every day. It's not just about you. And our kids have really ran with that.
And we're talking about Cassie Ressing, who has stepped up here for you and has taken a majority of the starts here for you. Is she fully healthy? And what is it that is so special about what she can bring to the hill for you?
You know, she's just a bulldog. And she still has bumps and bruises, and we still have to put her back together every week. But she keeps coming back. And, again, she's another kid that can spot up her pitches. Her screwball's her best pitch, which will break hard inside to righties and is outside for lefty. But she just keeps coming back to compete. And talk about a kid that has, I mean, just strong legs. And that's she's only like 5'5", but she can bring it in there. And, you know, even if she gets a big hit off of her, she comes back. You know, and the other day she actually threw a screwball and it hit one of the girls in the leg. And I look at her and she's like, she mouths to me, "Well, get off my plate." I mean, that's the mentality the kid has. And it's awesome, you know?
Message sent there.
Exactly.
obviously, she's not going to strike out everybody. So the ball's going to get put in play from time to time. Talk a little bit about your defense and kind of how you feel that's going right now.
You know, we've stuck with some of the same kids on defense. We've been, you know, doing kind of a shuffle thing to try to find out, you know, who's going to play where. We've had a few injuries. Our center fielder was out with an ankle sprain, and then our starting shortstop went out with an ankle sprain. And we brought Hallie Gittison in, who's a Lexington kid, and she has done amazing defensively. We hit for her to keep our DP in the lineup, and it's worked out really well for us, actually.
We're talking with Holly Kearns, the head softball coach at UNK. They'll be hitting the road to take on Washburn and nationally ranked Emporia State this weekend. But offensively, and again, I didn't go back and pull out the numbers for the last few seasons, but you are having a little bit better year right now offensively. Even when you were struggling to win games early on, that wasn't the problem. And what is the key here? Just the talent that you brought in, or are there some specific things that you guys have been able to work on to get those averages up?
We've gone from, you know, giving the kids more routines so that they feel more comfortable. So we have a batting progression that we do with different steps through it so that they can, you know, really focus on the small things in their swing. And we also have them see live as much as we can. We've got a fellow that comes in that has played in the men's league, and he has nasty spins. The girls get, I mean, they get mad about it. They get a little bit frustrated. But I say, you know what? If you can square him up a few times, we're going to be fine. And to see those spins, no one in the conference has those spins.
You know, we know this, but we don't talk about it a lot. You talk about the guys coming in that can throw it a little bit harder. I know lots of women's basketball programs will bring in guys like they've done here at UNK to practice against. And sometimes people would go, well, what's the deal there? What is the deal there? How can they, besides you maybe bringing a little more power as a pitcher, what can they specifically do that the rest of your team can't do?
They can make my kids tougher mentally. I mean, honestly, it's not so much that he can overpower them with his speed, but he can spin the ball. So they're seeing good rise ball movement. They're seeing good drop ball movement, good curve balls that they normally wouldn't see. And just the fact that they can track it better, you know what I mean? So that's kind of the big deal for us.
It must be working because you guys are getting on base. I mean,
take
a look at your batting averages. You got 382, 369, 320, 318, 303. You got a lot of people over 300, and Katie's batting 440.
Yeah.
So you got runners on. So, I mean, it's easier to score runs when you got runners on.
Exactly. And too, I would, you know, we do. We have a more talented team this year. They're growing up. And, I mean, right now we're, I think, sitting second in batting average overall in the MIAA. So that's a big deal.
Coach, we were talking before we came on air a little bit about Katie being, everybody knows that Katie's the gal. She is the player on this team, but she's getting some help because it's weird to me that, okay, well, I know Mark McGuire's coming up, yet she, in this case, is hitting 440. You're getting some help from the rest of those kids around her. Who is situated around her in the batting order that has really kind of helped keep her average so that they have to pitch to her?
We've got Erin Dwyer. She's our starting catcher, and she's got an amazing eye at the plate. Mackenzie Dallas is another kid from Phoenix, Arizona. Amanda Dunn, our DP, is an amazing hitter. And then also Cassie Ressing, you know, not only can she do it on the mound, but she can do it, you know, at the plate as well. And you know, speaking from experience, I mean, Darcy Berry, you know, in 99 when we played, we took a lot of pressure off of her because people had to actually pitch to her too. So, you know, just to get help from your teammates is awesome. You get to see more pitches, you know. So,
is there an area that you really kind of hope to see a little bit more growth in? That you, I don't want to say you're disappointed in, but an area you kind of feel you need to improve?
Oh, there's a couple. Defensively, you know, sometimes we'll make a big mistake and it will snowball. And we're working on our mental toughness for that. And just in the circle still, you know, just getting those kids to mature and giving, you know, Cassie some help there.
You talked about Rebecca Wyatt and all the speed that she brings, and now that we're more than halfway home through the season, are you getting what you want there, 32 out of 36 stolen bases? I mean, it's almost an automatic double for her every time she's on.
Oh, yeah. She is an amazing. You guys, when we were in the Dome tournament, fly ball to center field, she was at second base, tagged up, and scored on it. I swear you'll never – I know, it's crazy – but that's how fast this kid is. And she's a difference maker. She puts pressure on the defense. If we can get her on base, we usually score. So she's huge.
Is she on her own? I mean, does she make the decision when it's time to go? Or
no, I usually do. Yeah, I usually do. But, I mean, if it's a bobble or a heads-up play, she has full reign to do what she wants to do.
Yeah, and great to have that as a tool. How else are you scoring runs? I mean, obviously you're using her speed, but is it just kind of, I don't want to say station to station, but some teams are kind of poised to be, you got that, and then you hit the three-run homer. You get a couple on, you get the three-run homer. Is that how you guys are doing it, or is it a little bit of everything?
It's everything. You know, I would say that we're pretty evenly balanced with speed, power, you know, and kids that just hit for base hits. So, I mean, we don't have a ton of home runs if you look at, I mean, some of the other teams, but we're just getting it done. We'll string a few together. And, you know, it's funny because these kids are relentless. You cannot put them away. You know, sixth, seventh inning, they're ready to score some more runs. They don't die. And that, I mean, that's one thing that is awesome about this team is they have heart. You know, if I've had to get on them, it's for silly things, you know, and not
no.
because they don't want to be here.
No, not silly things. I've never been to a Loper softball game where silly things happen.
Silly things.
They have a lot of fun, and talk about now having to get back out on the road and playing one of the perennial powers in Emporia State after you play Washburn and getting this team back out on the road.
You know, we're going to see two of the biggest hitting teams in the conference right now, too. Emporia State just split with Southwest Baptist, one of the lowest seeds, you know, right now in the standings. So, you know, I feel like if we can keep playing good ball, we've got a great shot against everyone. And it's fun because I don't think they see us coming a lot of the time. You know, they take us for granted. But we're excited. We're excited to see good pitching. We usually hit good pitching better. And my kids come to play, so they can't count us out.
Obviously, you want to win them all, but right. what would be a successful weekend this weekend?
You know, I think if we could take three, that would be good. A split would be okay, too, just to kind of keep us where we're at. But I'm kind of greedy. I want at least three.
Well, and obviously, Holly, we have a chance now to talk about postseason
play
for the first time, MIAA-wise. And every program has learned about MIAA, so how is the process and how is it to be back in the race?
You know what? It's amazing. It feels good to be back in the race, but it has taken, you know, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to get there. But we feel like we're positioning ourselves well. We're ahead on recruiting, and, you know, we're just excited to be where we're at. But, yeah, it's been an uphill battle for sure.
And softball postseason format is what?
They take eight teams. So, you know, even if we come in that eighth team, I feel like we can still compete with just about anybody in the country.
Single elimination, double elimination tournament, one location?
Double elimination.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's in Kansas City.
It's a good place to play ball.
Yeah, if you're going
to
go, exactly, if you're going to hang out for a few days, that's not too shabby.
That's right.
Coach, anything else that we haven't chatted about your team? I think we've tried to hit all the bases here.
No.
Pun intended.
You know, just the fact that I'm honored to coach these girls, they're amazing. They understand what it means to be selfless. And like I said, they show up every day, and we've got each other's back, and we're a family. And that's what's the best part about it.
That's Holly Carnes as they hit the road to take on Washburn and Emporia State this weekend. Coach, stay in the race. Keep getting some wins.
I will.
Hey, good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Holly Carnes joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, our Loper link, as they head out and go get us some more wins. Hopefully, Loper's sitting right there, as we said, with a chance to make the playoffs if they can continue to produce some wins. Our Loper link brought to you by Russ Smith, Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charter West National Bank.
And we kind of talked about the difference between the baseball team, the softball team, kind of where they're positioned. The men don't have to win their conference tournament to get in the NCAA. The women probably do.
We'll take a break and talk with Brian Rosenthal, Lincoln Journal star, about Taran Pettaway and more after this.
Golf USA. Try out the very latest in clubs and equipment from the top brand names in golf during Golf USA's Demo Days this Saturday from 11 to 4 at Battle Ark Hills Golf Course in Kearney. Register to win a new tailor-made driver, a year's supply of golf balls, and many, many more great prizes. Names like Callaway, Titleist, Cobra, Nike, Ping, Mizuno, and more are all on hand to help you improve your golf game. So come on out and see the friendly and knowledgeable staff from Golf USA this Saturday from 11 to 4 at their Demo Days at Metal Ark Hills Golf Course in Kearney.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
But Rocky guys are in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
I can't wait for summer. I have so many cool things I want to do.
I want to do something cool too this summer, but I don't know what there is to do.
You should come with me to Hilltop Mall's summer activity sign-up event. They are going to have organizations from around town with information about activities, clubs, sports, camps, and lots of other stuff. You can learn about and sign up for summer activities all right there at the mall.
Find summer activities for you and the whole family at Hilltop Mall's summer sign-up event, Saturday, April 18th, 1 to 4.
Don't miss the first home series of the season as your AL champs take on the Chicago White Sox at the K. Great seats still available on Wednesday at 7:10 for Student Night, presented by Inc. Magazine, with happy hour specials and live music from Katie Guillen and the girls. Get your tickets for Thursday, where you can claim your limited edition Charlie Hustle brand t-shirt and a seat in Gordo Nation for just $30. Opening pitch at 1:10. Get your tickets at Royals.com or Hy-Vee, and together we'll make this season forever royal.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duder, Andy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the spring game. Our Cunningham's comedy clip coming up here in just a moment. But right now, we head to Lincoln. You can check him out and chat with him yourself on the Lincoln Journal Star website and Husker Extra coming up at 1 o'clock. But joining us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show, talk a little hoops and Husker sports, Brian Rosenthal. Brian, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Well, thanks for giving us some time here. Obviously, we were expecting to talk about Taran Pettaway for different reasons on today's show. He was set to make his announcement today, whether he's going to the draft or whether he's returning to Nebraska. And as fate would have it, his mother passes away from cancer just as he comes back to Lincoln. Been able to read your article, been able to keep up to date with what you guys are talking about. We know that Taran's a good guy, and that's where I want to start here, without the decision quite yet. But how much has this really weighed? I mean, he can come out and do the press conference that he did three-fourths of the way through the season, but as somebody that saw him virtually every time he was on the court, just your thoughts on how this whole personal deal affected him this year.
Well, I believe it affected him a great deal. He was very, very close to his mother, and as many people are, and he described himself to me last fall as a mama's boy and kind of laughed about it. And just really, just a really, really close relationship with his mom. And to kind of explain that, you have to go back last year, a year ago, and actually beyond that, because when she was first diagnosed with cancer in the fall of 2013, so right before the start of Duron's sophomore season, the first season he actually played with Nebraska, they didn't tell him about it. And because of that reason, basically, knowing that he was a mama's boy and they were worried about how it would affect his play, they didn't want to burden him with that, and especially with him being so far away from home. So they withheld the news. I mean, he knew that she was battling some health issues and had surgery on her leg, but didn't know the cancer diagnosis until the end of the season, when the season was over, this being his sophomore season, when they went to the NCAA tournament. The coaching staff, along with Taran's dad, Terry, told him together, and with a lot of assistance from Chris Harriman, the assistant coach, whose own son, Avery, has been battling leukemia. So that family has grown really close with Taran as well. And, you know, together they told him, and as expected, he took that news really hard. And, you know, she was in remission for, I know for sure, at least one time, maybe two times. When I talked to her and did a story on her in September, she was in remission at that point. And that's when Taran was telling me this whole story about how he had played the entire year without knowing, and things seemed fine at that point. He was upbeat. Her cancer was in remission. He's sharing this story, and it seemed at the time kind of like a feel-good story, but then her cancer came back, and he did know about it, and I believe it did affect his play, maybe not specifically like his jump shot or on-court things, but I think maybe it affected him, his behavior, the way he reacted to certain things, the mental aspect of his game. And then, as you mentioned, he had the press conference in February to explain all of this. And then here we are today.
Brian, through the course of the season, I mean, obviously Nebraska didn't have the season that they kind of hoped for, and that kind of pales in comparison when you take a look at the personal issues that Taran had. But how is the program itself, how did his mother's illness change the program itself, and how, you know, the coaches and players and even the support staff, how they kind of dealt with each other through the course of the last year and a half?
Well, I think they're separate issues. I don't think you can say it affected the entire program necessarily, other than the fact that, as I mentioned, that they pulled together in support of Taran, specifically Chris Harriman, and obviously his teammates. And I've seen tweets this morning from Benny Parker and Ty Webster and Chris Harriman and others expressing their memories and their thoughts and their condolences and those sorts of things. So I think it pulled them together in support of Taran, but I don't know that it affected the outcome of the season or anything like that. I wouldn't go that far.
Brian Rosenthal, Lincoln Journal star, follows the Husker basketball team. He is the beat writer. You can check him out on Husker Extra live chat today at 1 o'clock. And he is joining us here, Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's move on. And Brian, what do you think Taran's decision was going to be this morning? What do you think the announcement was going to be?
Well, as I wrote this morning, he was expected to declare for the draft, but I don't think that's of importance today. I don't want to speculate beyond that. And, you know, people have asked me, does this change? You know, I don't know. I don't care at this point. I don't know when the next press conference is going to be. I don't think that's important right now. But that's what I wrote last night, that he was expected to declare for the draft. Where things stand now, again, I don't think that's important, at least not for a couple of days. And the university said there'll be a press conference some point next week, but what day or time or any of those things, I don't know, and I just don't think today that that's important.
And Brian, we were discussing this earlier, as you also mentioned in your article, Pettaway is set to receive his degree ceremonies in May. So it's not like we've seen this over the course of whatever athlete at whatever school, something happens in their family and they say, hey, I promised mom or I promised dad or my sister or my brother that I was going to get my degree, finish things up. But that's not in Pettaway's plans. He's going to get his degree here in May, no matter what he does. So this is one of those things that won't be part of his decision. This is something that won't have to weigh on his mind, will it?
No, it won't. And I think it's been part of his thought process the entire time, based on the extraordinary number of hours that he's taken. I think he's taken like 16, 17 hours or something like that this semester, so he can graduate in this time period. So, and that tells me that he kind of had this NBA thing in the back of his head for quite some time, because he wanted to get his degree and not have to come back and finish it and that sort of thing. So, but yeah, as you mentioned, that's not a situation where he should be concerned about. It shouldn't be a factor in his decision, because he's scheduled to receive his degree in May.
Obviously, Joetta's passing, I agree with you. That's you have to kind of stand back from the rest of everything else, Brian, in terms of how you look at the Nebraska program and really kind of understand what's important. And I fully understand that. But where is the Nebraska program right now? Because there's three players that could have come back for next season that appears are not going to. If it was one of them, I think as Husker fans, you could say, well, that's just the way life goes. It's an individual thing. But when it happens, the three players that really could be major contributors next year. Is there something going on with the Nebraska program? Is there an area for concern there?
Well, I think the area of concern is the fact they lost 9 games in a row to end the season that there were such high expectations, and they finished 13-18 and 5 wins in the conference and finished 12th or 13th or whatever it was. I'm not even for sure. I think it was 12th. You know, that's where the concern is. Consequently, I think when you have a situation like that, if you're a fan base, you almost, I wouldn't say hope, but expect changes. I think there has to be some of this to fix things. I guess my point is, I'm surprised at the people who are surprised at movement and change after the season that they had, because I think you have to do things. I just think that there's expected change when you've had a season like you've had. I think we can all agree, watching Walter Pitchford last season, that he wasn't the same player. He looked like that he didn't want to be there at times to me, and really struggled with that. So, you know, people were, now I'm shocked that he declared for the NBA. I'm not saying that I expected that. The fact that he walked away for his final season didn't surprise me. It did some people, but not me. The fact that Pettaway is likely leading for the draft does not surprise me. That surprised some, but won't surprise me. Terrence Smith, yeah, that's probably a little bit of a surprise. But again, when you have freshmen and the first year a long way from home and maybe not getting the playing time you want, that's one of those that happens everywhere. I wouldn't say it's specific to Nebraska or any specific problem here. Now, all that said, to answer your question, yeah, there's concerns, but I don't think it has to do with three players leaving. I just think it has to do with the success that they didn't have last year, and this is one of the consequences of that.
Brian Rosenthal, Lincoln Journal Star. Again, if you want to know more from Brian, go to the live chat at 1 o'clock at Husker Extra at journalstar.com, and probably a little bit more on the spring game coming up on Saturday as well. Brian, we know you've got stuff to get to, so we'll let you get moving. Thanks for putting us into your schedule today to talk about Terran Pettaway.
You bet, guys. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Brian. From the Lincoln Journal Star, Brian Rosenthal here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And he's absolutely right in terms of what your perspective should be. I mean, it's difficult that we kind of have to look at the long-term impact, but when we have Brian, we kind of have to ask the questions. But, you know, it's about the Joetta Pettaway family today that you really kind of have to look at. And again, I think it kind of gives you that perspective of it. They're not just some faceless plaything for us fans to say, I want him to be out there. I want him to be our guy. There's a lot of moving parts here, and there's a heart beating underneath that jersey. And Taran Pettaway has, I think, represented the university very well over the last few years. Just kind of wished he maybe had more success his last season in a Husker uniform.
I wish he'd come back, but I can definitely understand what's going on there. And if Brian Rosenthal thinks he's leaving, then I believe that he's leaving as well. And that brings us to one more thought here before we take a break. His legacy at Nebraska, obviously, whoever is on the team that wins the first NCAA tournament game is going to be huge. And they had an opportunity. I don't want to say they were close because the game wasn't close, but that is one of 30 plus basketball games they played last year. But Tim Miles would not have had the success, and Nebraska wouldn't have had the success had it not been for Taran Pettaway last year. I think you could yank almost any other guy off the team. Obviously, you could not yank Taran Pettaway off the team. And even with his struggles this year, imagine if they didn't have him.
Oh, yeah.
13.
Well, again, no one else wanted to shoot. That was the biggest issue Taran Pettaway had this year in terms of his play was that there were so few other people that wanted to pull the trigger on a shot, that wanted to drive, that offensively were involved with the Nebraska offense. And you can sit there and say, you know, I wish he hadn't been such a volume shooter, but he didn't have a choice. I mean, he had to do it. Who else was going to put the ball up? Him and Shields were the only two. Pitchford didn't act like he wanted to be there. He was a shadow of himself from the year before, and Brian mentioned that, and that's absolutely true. Pettaway was in a position where he had to do what he did, and he did the best he could. And I like the young man, and I wish him the best of luck moving forward. And again, if he comes back to Nebraska, I will dance a little jig of joy, but he has to do what's best for himself and his family.
Let's do our Cunningham's Comedy Contest, kind of switch gears here a little bit, and give someone a chance to win tickets. And we do have a few folks that have already answered the question after yesterday. So we're going to play a comedy clip here, and later this afternoon we'll have a random drawing for a winner of two tickets to tomorrow night's Cunningham's Comedy Early Show, which is at 7:30. Meal is between 6:30. And then the Sandman. They're going to have a hypnotist tomorrow. That's always great group fun. So if you would like to have a chance to win tickets, listen up. Here is this week's Cunningham's Comedy Clip.
Let's go while we're young.
You mind, sir, trying to tee off?
I bet you slice into the woods $100.
Gambling is illegal at Bushwood, sir, and I never slice.
Damn! Okay, you can owe me.
I owe you nothing.
You know how many times I've said that on a golf course? Come on, while we're young.
Oh, it's just beautiful. If you know the movie or any of the actors that you just heard from, you can email us. You can call the Cunningham's Comedy Contest line or comment on our Facebook page where the comedy clip is up, and you can listen to it again. Just give us your answer, and we will contact you. And if you call the contest line, leave us your name and number so we can contact you back. That's 308-646-0506, 308-646-0506. You can email your answer to the Dent Popper inbox, or again, comment on our Facebook page, and we will draw out a winner of a pair of tickets for the Sandman, the Hypnotist, tomorrow night at 7:30 at Cunningham's. There's also a late show every Thursday at 10:30. We'll take a break and be back with more, giving you a chance to win some spring game tickets after this.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention, retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing.
Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
It's spring cleaning time once again. This year, you can offer a fresh start to someone in your community and a fresh start for things you no longer need by donating things from your closets, basements, or garage to Goodwill. So dig a little, donate a lot, while you get yourself and your home off to a fresh start this spring. You'll be helping someone else live independently. Go to work and get a fresh start. Learn more online at goodwillne.org.
Doing it right makes such a difference. Goodwill.
Hastings Physical Therapy, the standard for excellence in one-on-one care, is proud to offer Hastings' first and only on-site aquatic therapy pool, featuring state-of-the-art heated therapy pool technology with private locker rooms. Providers to Hastings College, The Danger, and South Central Nebraska. Make us your choice when you need physical therapy. Open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and conveniently located next to Applebee's on Osborne Drive West. Visit HastingsPhysicalTherapy.com to tour all of our services or call 402-462-2665.
If you're hoppy and you know it, then you need to get your tickets to this year's Hastings Downtown Do the Brew. Taste dozens of craft beers and enjoy live music at this fundraiser for the Hastings Art Council. Do the Brew will be held April 25th at the Hastings City Auditorium. Tickets are available at the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce, Murphy's Wagon Wheel, or Wine Styles. Be hoppy and know it at the Hastings Downtown Do the Brew, April 25th. Please drink responsibly. Designated driver.
Each spring, the world's best golfers converge at the Augusta National Golf Club for the Masters Golf Tournament, and Westwood One's coverage of the 79th Masters begins Thursday. 2014 champion Bubba Watson looks to defend his title against a talented field competing in the first of golf's four major championships. Who will be fitted for this year's green jacket? Tune in to find out. If it's the 2015 Masters, it's right here.
Coverage begins at 1 Thursday through Sunday on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in.
Doug and Maddie Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter. Here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Midway Auto Dealers have a 95-year heritage with two locations that include eight new car franchises and a used car superstore coming soon, and Midway is always searching for talented team members. If you are searching for a progressive and stable company to build your career, they'd love to speak with you. The automotive industry is rapidly expanding, and Midway is hiring. With hard work and integrity, you will succeed. A position at Midway could provide you the opportunity to build long-term relationships, have a positive impact on others and the community, as they always do at Midway. Propel your career skills and enhance your financial well-being by being a part of the growth at Midway and recognize your full potential. They are especially in need of product specialists, salesmen, saleswomen, 5-day work weeks, full benefit package. You can find out about all the openings online at MidwayCareers.com. That's MidwayCareers.com. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Going to give you a chance to win tickets to the spring game here. If you haven't won spring game tickets this week, you've got an opportunity. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. I've got a family four-pack of tickets to Saturday's 1 o'clock spring game in Lincoln. Here is your trivia question, because it is Masters Week. Now, the movie Tin Cup, there's a few good golf movies out there.
That's one of them.
The movie Tin Cup is actually the U.S. Open. It's not the Masters. But here is the question. Tin Cup, Roy McIlvoy. What did he take on the last hole of the fictional U.S. Open in Tin Cup? What was his score on the last hole in Tin Cup? 888-455-3776. If you get the right answer, we've got a family four-pack of tickets to the spring game coming your way.
It was not par.
No, it was not. Husker football team will go through their next-to-last spring practice. Of course, spring game is the last practice coming up on Saturday. The Nebraska baseball team, they struggle with Kansas State. They did last night, but this time at least they get the win. 5-4 in 10 innings. Big night for Tanner Lubach. 5-for-5 at the plate. Drives in the eventual game-winning run in the 10th. Josh Rader comes on, strikes out 2 in the bottom of the 10th for his 10th save. He's now 4 saves away from breaking the school record. Huskers will host Minnesota this weekend, and Minnesota coach John Anderson is going to join us tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show right off the top.
Yeah, you know what? Nebraska baseball, they're beginning to kind of have that kind of storybook season that the basketball team had a year ago. In a sense. I mean, they're really kind of positioning themselves that maybe they can make a little bit of a run.
I'm going to disagree with you. This is no comparison yet to what the basketball team, and it's not storybook because Nebraska was picked to finish second. I mean,
and
they were
expected
to do some good
things. Well, and again, there is the difference because they have gone to a College World Series. The basketball team's never won an NCAA tournament game. I mean, I understand we're not really comparing apples to oranges, but they are going to have a successful season that will bring back memories of some years of success in the past is kind of what I'm saying, doing a poor job of it.
Well, it's
as usual.
Kansas Wesleyan beat Hastings baseball yesterday 5-3. They'll play at Dort Friday. Hastings softball, 3 outs away from a sweep, but that's why you play the game, right, Randy? They win the first one 8-5. They're up 3-1 going into the seventh of the second game, but Concordia able to scrap some things together, take advantage of a couple of miscues, win it 4-3. And so Hastings will be back in action this weekend.
Got to steal one of those back later in the year.
The Heartland Athletic Conference soccer tournament. Yes, it's Wednesday, and yes, they're playing it today. The girls' games are in Grand Island, and Grand Island just getting ready to play Lincoln North Star, and the Grand Island boys playing this morning in Lincoln against Lincoln Northeast.
A couple of nice wins yesterday for the Kearney High soccer team. The girls won comfortably in dramatic, exciting fashion for the boys. 1-0 over Lex.
Hey, congratulations to Josh from Kearney. He is the winner of the spring game tickets. He knew that Tin Cup Roy McAvoy took 12 on the final hole of the United States Open with his hole out for a 12. So Josh is going to the spring game.
He did not lay up, did he? I like that movie. I kind of resisted watching that for a long time, and then I'm glad I finally invested 2 hours to watch it one night. It's a good movie.
Want to take a look at one other story. I don't want to say it's a good story because it's not a good story. We talked about Doyle Trout, the four-time state champion, and mentioned him on our sportscast and touched on it yesterday. But Wyoming's coach, who is where Trout was going to on a scholarship, Coach Mark Branch, came to Lincoln this week, spent some time with the family. Wyoming is going to fully honor the scholarship of Doyle Trout. And I know we're
such a class act. I mean,
expect nothing less.
Well,
I mean, that does not surprise me is what I'm trying to say.
What we know about Wyoming and how they run their business and that sort of thing, absolutely. But it'd be easy for programs not to do that. And to me, that just, you really have to tip your cap to the University of Wyoming for doing that, because that truly is a class act.
And wow, a personal shot at Doug.
Oh, good. Let's read that.
Roy McAvoy took one less shot than you'll take on 17.
Ooh, very nice. Very nice.
What is that?
Well, that's because you won't lay up either.
Come on,
you won't lay up either.
Rod! Well, no, hell no.
That's why you like the movie so much.
The best part about golf this time of year when the weather's nice is that the weeds are down and usually the water is not filled up all the places that the water
will. Oh, and you can play more balls. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's amazing. It's amazing how much better I do than the really better golfers, because they don't ever hit out of those dry lake beds or anything like that. They don't know how to do it.
Yeah, the course is more forgiving. Winter rules, you know.
Love it. Love it. Masters tomorrow. Who you got? I think Tiger, and you'll know right away.
The first thing I know is Tiger, really?
You will know right away, I believe, how things are going to play out. Is he going to blow up and shoot 80, or is he going to be in contention? I think the problem is Tiger will obviously, to win a tournament, to be in the top five, you can't make mistakes. And there'll be a couple of them in there. How bad will the mistakes be? When he drives it bad, you can get put into really bad spots. When you chip it and putt it bad, you can take it from par to double and triple bogeys. I think Tiger is so good at this course that he will find a way to hang around. But like I said yesterday, don't worry about winning it, Tiger. I mean, yes, you want to, but worry about playing the weekend. Play it as safe as you possibly can. And I know that's not in your DNA, but try and get yourself going here. That's what I want to see. I'm rooting for Tiger. I hope he's playing on the weekend. Again, remember, folks, there was over 100 golfers in the field for the first time in like 40, 50 years. Mark Leishman drops out today to be with his wife, who's ill. There is no backup list. There is no alternates in the Masters. You're either in or you're out. And that's why there'll be more than half the field miss the cut. So if Tiger makes the cut, that's saying something. It doesn't mean that he played bad if he misses the cut by one or two shots, but he can't miss it by 10 or 12. And well, he's got to not pull this withdrawn crap. He's got to get 36 in.
His game just isn't where it needs to be for him. I honestly don't think he'll make the cut. I just don't think his game is right there. Now, again, he's played the Masters. He's played Augusta extremely, extremely well. And it could be a springboard for the future. But we haven't really seen any signs of that. He's not even the top 100 right now, you know. So it just seems weird to me that every time Tiger's in a tournament, and it's been this way for 18 years now, wherever he's at, he's on the leaderboard because that's the scroll that's at the bottom. They're constantly following it. Every shot, it seems like they televise. I'm more of a.
Do you care how Webb Simpson's doing?
No, but
do you
I also don't.
Care how Tiger Woods doing?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You want to know what
don't.
He's doing?
No, I don't.
You want to know what he's doing?
If he's in the top 15, I'll notice that, and I'll know that he's within striking distance. That's why it's called a leaderboard. All you got to do is look at that. You don't have to constantly be following Tiger. They don't follow Lee Trevino around when he wasn't winning either. You know, and he was pretty good for a while.
They followed Jack. The thing about the Masters is it is different than the other three majors because it's always on the same course.
Yep.
You got a guy.
It's one of the reasons why I like it best.
Not be great, may not be having a great season, but he is good at the Masters. Phil, Tiger, Lee Westwood, we haven't seen him do a lot lately. And over the years, if you're filling out a bracket or if you're in some kind of a Masters pool, this is where the Jordan Spieth and the Roy McIlroy comes in because Jordan has shown that everybody loves Spieth. I'm not taking him this year, and that could be the thing that burns me, but I'm not taking Spieth, even though he finished second last year. Could he be the next great, great golfer? He has shown that he can, and when you play like that the first time out, his nerves aren't going to be a problem, all the things like that. We'll see if he gets through. But there are guys like Miguel Angel Jimenez, even if he's 51.
Yeah, and he played well last year.
Three great rounds, always at the Masters. Mm-hmm. He's never played four. If he'd played four, he'd have more than one green jacket. Go back, look at the scores. And I had my sheet of paper here, and I left it at home. I'm sorry. But Sergio Garcia, if he ever is going to do it, I think this is the place. I think Sergio, if I had 10 guys, maybe even 5 this year. Sergio would be one of them that's there. Ricky Fowler was right there in every major last year. Will he do it? Sergio and Fowler and Jason Day are playing in the final group tomorrow. That'll be interesting to watch. A foreigner, besides Garcia, this Victor Dubuisson. If you've never heard of the guy, and at least I've heard of Victor, if you never heard of the guy, they got no chance, okay? There's 103 or whatever. You can cross out 80 of these guys. I think you can cross out about 80 of these guys.
Yeah, statistically you can. But every once in a while you'll get somebody that jumps up.
So we have fun with Vegas and Mike Perenio last week. Mm-hmm. I had 10 guys wrote down that I was just going to run down real quick. And if I can remember off the top of my head, and you're taking a shot here to win it. But guys that have won it, a Schwartzel, a Cabrera, an Oosthuizen, all long odds. Jimenez, Lee Westwood, there's 5 of them right there. If Dustin Johnson wasn't 10-1, I think that'd be good investment. Johnson can bomb it. That's what's winning right now. That's why Bubba's doing it, but I'm not taking Dustin Johnson.
Are you taking Bubba? I mean, if he wins, it's 3 out of the last 4.
Yeah,
you know.
I will root for him. I just don't think it's going to happen. Brent Snedeker's another guy that plays the course well. Look out for him. So those are just a few of the names, and I'll run down a couple. I'll try and bring the sheet tomorrow, which I think will still be valid.
Right, because they won't have that many holes in. You know, a lot of those guys won't even have teed off yet by the time we get on the air tomorrow. You get on the air tomorrow.
Let's wrap it up, and we are at Bandits tomorrow. Let's wrap it up with our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you yesterday about Gino Auriemma and Connecticut winning their 10th national title, tying John Wooden. Is that a good thing? Man, a lot more split than I thought. 53% said, yes, it's a good thing. And Damon and I agreed yesterday, yeah, it's a good thing. Even if
draws you interest.
Like it.
Draws interest
as
to the sport.
As far as them being a dynasty, yeah. And 47% said, no, they don't like it. Do you like the spring game for college football? Everybody does it different. That's why it's hard to answer this one. Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Is having an annual spring game a good thing for your college football program? Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. UNKSportsTalk.com. Want to thank Holly Carnes, UNK softball coach, Brian Rosenthal, Lincoln Journal star, Husker basketball beat writer, for joining us on the show today. Tomorrow, Mike Davis, Nebraska Danger head football coach, will join us, and we'll give you a chance to win Danger tickets. Minnesota baseball coach John Anderson, Fauner Park Steve Anderson. So a couple of Andersons tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, which will be live at Bandits. Randy, enjoy, man.
Take care. Be well.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Yeah.